Hey everyone, welcome to the Corey Whitlock Broadcast Show and Planet Earth Talk. I am live on YouTube and Speaker Radio. We are talking about Donald Trump, the COVID-19, and everything else. Now, how many of y'all like the good mystery stories? COVID-19 got a mystery story to it. Now, everybody said on TV, China, it started from China. But, like I said before in the other video, go back and watch that Cooper Gardner Jr. And the guy that played in Rain Man, go watch Outbreak. And compare this to the COVID-19. Now watch how that movie plot plays out. It's a virus. It break out in another country, just like it in China. It broke out in another country. And said in the movie they were chasing the monkey. The monkey had the virus and all. But I'm not gonna get nothing away in case you do go and watch it. But go back and watch that movie. Now, in the strange universe of the spirit stories, everybody got them, okay? These are some of the stories that's probably popping up on YouTube right now, saying, who knows what they saying, They probably saying that aliens came, aliens are among us. Now, it's a story that they call the Zizit people. And some people say the Zizit people, people that look like Zizits and everything, sticking their tongues out and all that stuff like that. They say they taking over. Now, I watched a video of my cousin Malik, my little cousin Malik. He put out a conspiracy story that AI. Now, anybody watch the Will Smith movie, AI? And watch Terminators? Some people saying that we are being replaced by robots. It played out in Star Trek and also played out in other science fiction movies. And now look. This thing came out of nowhere. Came out of nowhere. Donald Trump wanna point the finger at China. China said, the hell with you. No, the heck with you. You ain't pointing the finger on me. You started late. We told you we got a pair for you and all that stuff. But just like good old Donald Trump, he want to get the spotlight, you know. And the people who support him, you know, they write all up his tail and everything. Now, this COVID-19 sound like a CIA Area 51, some kind of special ops thing. The name just sound like, just sound weird. You know, to me, the name sound weird. It sound like something out of some Hollywood writer would write up and called the movie COVID-19. They probably was working on a movie like that. You never know. But the point is that all this stuff that you see in science fiction, half of it is real, guys. Half of it is real. Also in the video games. No. Okay, Grand Theft Auto for once. And Grand Theft Auto San Andreas started off with gang members and shooting in each other. But the storyline went on to have something to do with the government. And CJ with the got the secret jetpack that had to do with aliens. And all up in that area, Area 51. Same thing with during that photo 5. Three guys, Michael, Travis, and Franklin, got stopped by what they call the FBI, originated in our world, the FBI, and the CIA, which is the AAAI, in the game. And everything come together. They have black suits on. That these are the people that the characters was working for. They all had black suits on. The FIB and AIIA was sitting right by each other in the game. That's the game. Okay. I don't know where the building is at, the main headquarters for those two in the real world. Who cares? But I know the headquarters is somewhere near Washington and out there near Virginia or somewhere. I don't know. But just like this game, man, I believe that Hollywood and the government works together to throw these movies out here. Now, you watch the first Independence Day, which made money. What that movie is based on. Aliens came down here with attitudes, and we took the attitudes back to them. So, you know, Will Smith played in that. He also played in a movie called AI. Now, Mae Lee talked about, I watched one of his videos on that he made on Instagram. Anyway, hello, Mae Lee. This is the podcast show in Earth Planet Earth Talk. And I heard that you still want to do your podcast show. But like I said, you go to Speaker. Speaker is one of the people that I go to. And this is Speaker right here. Okay? And this is what I use. I don't know if you can see it right because the light is shining on it. And I'm live on this too. And they'll let you go live. And you just pay monthly payments, different monthly payments. I started off with monthly payment at $6. Then I moved up to $18. Now, $18, I get a lot more space, a lot more storage, and all that, you know. So, anybody want to do a podcast show, and you have nothing to do with this in this era, start one, you know. Document what you're doing. Get your kids around. Do a YouTube video. You know, I know my nieces and nephews, they do a video with their children and all. I watch the video they be making. But don't bore yourself to death with this, okay? Get out and get some fresh air, okay? Don't go crazy looking at the white walls. Don't go playing video games all day. Don't watch laying around watching movies all day, okay? Because you're going to get unhealthy. Go out and do some exercise. Film something. Go to somewhere. Order one of these drones. I got one. I tell you, I'm not going to be bored. Plus, I go to work. And one of the people that worked with us in house cleaning, she quit. So, I had to work two weekends until they find somebody. And now we're taking turns to work in the weekends because we used to have the weekends covered. So I had to work last weekend, which was my weekend off, and I had to work this weekend, which was my weekend to work. So really, I only had Sunday off, and believe me, I am tired. And that's why I ain't get no shows up. Thursday, no show. And I decided to do it today because I know y'all probably, hopefully, people was looking for this, and I'm trying to get hits and all. So, as always, and Go With The Flow is still the theme song for the show. I haven't paid the bill yet. So, Give me time. I'm going to do that. When you're going to hit the show. And also, you're going to hit commercials. You go to iHeart, iHeartRadio. You go to whatever you get your music and iPod service from. Radio service, screen radios and all. I'm on all the streaming services, formats. iHeart, the other one with that little green thing. And soon I will be on Apple, but I'm having a little trouble with Apple. And I will be on a big computer, not this laptop. That's coming soon. I'm working on that. And once you go down, push that like button, give me a thumbs up, and just continue getting notices. Go to Facebook, it's going to lead you right to YouTube. When you see these, or you listen to them, or you watch them, this is what the show is going to be about. And I will be, in the near future, the show going to be bad. Okay, because I'm going to be giving away prizes, guys. And I ain't talking about little prizes. I'm talking about prizes like this. This is a real Bluetooth. Okay? Bluetooth. And I got one that look like the original Star Trek. Okay? I will be getting away with one of these. Okay? Mm-hmm. Other prizes, too. Like coffee mugs. Cell phones. All kinds of stuff, okay? So, you gotta stay tuned, push that like button, subscribe to the channel, and email me your information, your email, when you win, and those people who get the questions right, or I'm going for 1,000 subscribers right now, so once I get 1,000 subscribers, that 1,000 subscriber might get something big. Who knows? Might be a computer. Might be a flat screen TV. So, you don't think this show going to do anything. Think again. Because in time, look how long it took us to get where we at now. And 200 and some years, you know. And we had the technology. We knew about the aliens and stuff. And everything. No. Roswell. The 1947 crash of Roswell. And I think this is where that COVID-19 come from. They said it got loose in some lab. And I'm sure Area 51 got labs. And they can't stop it. They all the nations is working on a vaccine. But they don't know it's going to work or not. This is like one of my Star Trek movies, man. The crew get affected, and they got an hour to find a vaccine to get the crew cured. They talking about 1 year from now. And, like I said, who knows? Those suspicious stories, and strange stories that you be hearing. And another thing that they said, maybe the government did this. You know, bring down the population on the earth. We overpopulated on the planet earth. And all the nations got together to bring the population down. You know, now, once all the nations did that, somebody had to take the fall. So Donald Trump pointed at China. So I guess China took the fall, you know. Who knows where this comes from, though. But the virus is a real weak virus. And I still sneeze, you know. I mean, it's a human thing to do. I still sneeze. I still have a little runny nose and stuff. But who knows who got it, you know? Yeah. There's a lot of days live, a lot of viruses live inside our bodies. don't even affect us, you know. And what I want to say is, just be healthy. Wash your hands every day. Just stay, do what they tell you. Stay 6 feet from each other and all that stuff. And just pray that everything get back to normal as soon as possible, okay? Because me, I'm suffering. I'm ready to go get my driver's license. I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to get back out there, you know? I'm ready for some new TV shows. I'm ready for some new movies and stuff. I don't know how they're going to do this in Hollywood. How are they going to get the actors to stay 6 feet from each other and do all these stunts and all that stuff? There's a will, there's a way. And leave it to Hollywood. They'll find a way. Maybe they're going to start doing green screen now. You know, digital. Yeah. That's the only way that I'm going to figure it out. That's how they're probably going to do it. If can't touch each other no more. And it's hurting our economy. Hurting our economy real bad. Because AMC, they hurting. People used to go to movies every day. They hurting. That's the movie theater. And since Hollywood is shut down, California shut down, everybody staying home and all, maybe get some animated movies. But Disney is shut down. And I never saw Disney shut down. They said it shut down before, but I never seen it. I don't think it shut down in 9/11 that much. But just stay cool, okay? And another thing that we can talk about is, don't be depressed about this, okay? But some people just take things out of proportion. And they just take things overboard. And a lot of people take things overboard. And it's just crazy how people treat people. What I mean is, don't go throwing rocks and stones at Chinese people, okay? They're Chinese Americans, and don't go throwing stones at them. That's not right, alright? I'm telling you now, it's not right. You respect the Chinese people, even in their country. You respect them just like they respect us. Okay? No matter where this thing come from, come from the United States, come from space, or whatever, we all in this together, across the globe. Across the planet, okay? We all in this together. Don't be treating Chinese people bad. That's deadly wrong. And that's not cool at all. Alright? And Chinese people, I love you. You know, I still love my shrimp fried rice. So, any Chinese people and all that, hear this. I love my shrimp fried rice. Keep making it. And once I start traveling, I'm going to China. I'm going to see the Great Wall. I mean, hey, that's me. You know, nothing going to keep me down, you know. Candy couldn't keep me down. All the Baltimore couldn't keep me down. And all the people that they had Candy had working for her, tried to keep me down, and they couldn't. Story for another time, but that's why I'm saying that don't let nothing keep you down from your dreams or anything else. Get out, and just do what they tell you. Keep your distance. You have to get out, go out. Do exercise. I mean, it's not healthy just to lay on the couch and watch TV and saying, oh, Lord, no. Get out and just go. Just do something, okay? Another thing. Since Hollywood shut down, you can watch a lot of, catch up on a lot of your old shows and stuff like that, you know. I mean, just catch up on your old shows. And, you know, just do something that keep your mind off of this what you call it. And you'll be fine, okay? From the headlines, I don't know if this was last week or the week after, your president, not mine retired and say, enjoying his life. But your president, he told you to go drink some bleach, some cleaning defect or something. That's right. It's all in the news. They've been talking about it. He told you to go drink some poison. Drink some bleach or what you call it. People, if you listen to that man, that president, and you do that, then you don't have all your screws in either. Just like he do. Okay? Don't follow that man. Don't do what he say. Okay? I mean, he's just a stage show. He's a stage show actor. He liked the spotlight. And if he don't get the spotlight, he'll get angry with you and all. That's why the news is getting him all that attention. If they just stop reporting him, he would get mad, you know. He would probably say, why fake news stop reporting me? Then everybody annoy him. Maybe he'll stop doing what he's doing. And but don't drink no bleach, okay? Please, people. I don't even know why they still have this man up at the podium with these people, and he just throw that out there. They should just told him to sit down and don't move. Then you got the vice president go visit people without a face mask. And then later on, once the news got all over him, he comes in the facility wearing a face mask again. And see, I don't know what kind of people y'all vote for. I mean, these people don't care. They don't care. And as far as I know, it's my belief is this thing did not start from China. They knew about it. They knew about it. They knew about it. And I'm just saying that it's so strange how this thing started. And you got the president did not act real fast on it. I think he took until March, something like that. And he got out there and kept saying it's a fake and all that stuff. And all that. But and he I don't know what else to say about him. Because all I said about him been said, you know. What kind of person he really is. And it's just, it's not funny no more, you know. It's just too crazy, you know. And he somebody gotta sit down and tell him that this thing is serious. People are dying. You see the numbers up there of people dying. This thing is serious and it's out there. And you got some people just tired to being in. Goes to the beaches, being around each other, and cause more confusion and chaos and all. And you got the news just bubbling all up. South California, open beaches and Georgia open some movie theaters and stuff like that and all. But I feel the people and also understand that you gotta stay your distance. But just imagine being in your house looking movies every day. Especially you don't have no job because people losing their jobs. They said this is like the Great Depression back in the 1920s and all. And I think 20s or 30s, one of those decades, 1900s. And I'm pretty sure the Great Depression was ready that shaking earthquake thing that woke America up. And then World War II came, and then money just started pouring into the economy. And that's how we became the richest country in the world, because we had to fall to rise. So I guess this is what is all coming from again. Now, I really think that the New World Order is in effect too, because China and Russia is rushing to get a vaccine out too. Now, whatever country get the vaccine out first, I think that's the country that's gonna be ready in power. I mean, America's still gonna be in power and everything, but I really think the New World Order is the switch right in effect. And nobody in the high government saying anything. That's why they pointing the finger at China. And it's a lot, like I said, it's a lot of stuff, spirit story going around. And a lot of strange stories going around. And that's one of them. That's exactly one of them that you probably can look up. And all this stuff, you let's read on about it. COVID-19, secret COVID-19, COVID-19 black ops, probably all over YouTube. Now, I'm sure a lot of YouTubers did a show on COVID-19, and you probably got it all over the YouTube. Sometimes I see people saying about the thing, and it's probably just a lot of videos. Just go check YouTube out, especially Facebook or Instagram, and you'll see the show. You'll see what I mean. My YouTube channelers, they probably got a lot of shows on it. I know the Star Trek YouTubers don't have nothing to do now unless they get reports in every now and then, but I don't think they have anything to do to put on Star Trek or anything because everything's shut down. Movies shut down, TV shut down, and they just got the last episodes of Star Trek Picard out before everything shut down. They finished the last episodes. Now, Star Trek Discovery is for the Star Trek fans, people. Star Trek Discovery, season 3, I don't know what CBS and Paramount is doing, but if you're listening, release season 3. What you holding season 3 for? Release season 3. Come on. Y'all filmed it. It's over. Come on. Release season 3. That's Discovery fans want to see season 3. We also want to see some more episodes, 4, 5, and 6. You know, but if we get 3 seasons of Star Trek Discovery, I'm happy. I'm sure a lot of other fans is happy too. But I'm still going to get on the haters, the Star Trek haters, the wannabe, I love Star Trek haters, fans, and it's picky fans, the picky hater fans. You know, I still don't adore you. I still don't like your comments on Discovery, all because. And I think you just, well, really selfish. Because Picard is a good show. It's a different kind of Star Trek. Okay? Different kind of Star Trek. You know, they're going to probably give you that world explorer and everything. They're probably going to give you that adventure and stuff like that. It's just a little story to continue the Picard story, Captain Picard and all. And they might do a Captain Kirk, you know, in between the original episode seasons and between the movies. What happened to Captain Kirk between those times? Or they might give you a young Captain Kirk. From ensign on up to captain. You might see him rise through the ranks. Do a show like that. Don't need William Shatner. Because we can do a show like that. He can start off as an ensign, lieutenant commander, and ride to the ranks as the seasons go on. So, you don't know what they going to do. Okay? They probably bumping heads right now on their screen doing stuff. And everybody loved this. Loved when they did Captain Piper. You know? And I think that was just a tease to see how everybody would love it. So they might do a Captain Piper show. Might get 3 or 4 episodes of that. Seasons of that, I'm saying. And, you know? So, don't worry about Netflix or Amazon picking up the shows and all that stuff. Believe me, Paramount and CBS got enough money to go to hold this show whatever they want and make this show whatever they want, you know. They want to go back to the days exploring and they will, okay. They proved that because at the end of season one and the beginning of season two, they fooled me. They built the whole original Enterprise, even though it didn't look like the 60s, but it was the upgraded, but it looked just like the stage and everything looked just like the original Enterprise from the 60s. But they just had to use different kind of technology today, and what they did last in the 60s. So, but it looked just like the original bridge. And when I'm wrong, I admit I'm wrong, but they did it. And they do Star Trek stories on YouTube too, the original Star Trek. I don't know if they've been doing it or not. But YouTube, I think it's a company, studio production company, to do Star Trek episodes too, the original Star Trek. And they do the original bridge and all. But did you see what we leave behind when all the characters on Deep Space Nine came back? And they came back and talk about how the show was and everything, the letters they got. But I got to say, y'all guys, Deep Space Nine still the number one Star Trek. Captain Sisko still the best captain ever. Now, Picard might be in a class by himself, and that's where he's going to stay. But Sisko passed all the captains. The captains that you see behind me, that black captain standing by that little thing right there, his name is Alvin Brooks. He played Captain Sisko, Benjamin Sisko, for 7 years on Deep Space Nine, Star Trek Deep Space Nine. It was one of the best Star Treks ever. Ever. One of the best TV shows at that time. Because it seems a lot of... It won a lot of Emmy Awards. I think it won more Emmy Awards than Next Generation did. I don't know. But it won a lot of Emmy Awards. And the show just... It was just amazing show, you know. And I to this day I really loved it, that show. I just watched the show. One of my favorite episodes of Deep Space Nine is called Far Beyond the Stars. It's about Sisko going back in time, being a black writer at that time, and a lot of white writers. And you find that episode, if you're into it, find that episode called Far Beyond the Stars. I think it's right around season 4 or 5. It's one of the most best episodes of the Star Trek ever. No, ever. And On the City on the Edge and Far Beyond the Stars, I think the two best Star Trek episodes ever been made. That's City on the Edge, Captain Kirk, Spock, and Far Beyond the Stars. Now, far as that, the best of both worlds, right behind that. That was, they nailed that. To save that show, they just came out and saved that show. Because they were getting ready to pull the plug on Next Generation. But they just came out, you ain't gonna do that. And of course, you got Voyager and Enterprise that went on to Voyager 7 years and Enterprise 4. So I'm hoping that the lady that plays Michael Broken on Discovery will continue doing it, and she'll become first commander officer. And they'll find a captain for her. Now, who knows how they're going to do this in season 3. And hopefully we get season 4 and 5. Who knows? But it's good that Erzon carried the show. And Netflix people, I'm really sorry that y'all was mad about season 1. Because I think season 1 was great. You know? Y'all just went just like Donald Trump and his fans and Fox News. Whatever fans say, y'all get mad in the end of the day. And Paramount and CBS like, what? No, what? We gave you a different Star Trek. No, things change. You know? But it is what it is. Just like y'all hating on J.J. Abrams when he did the last Star Wars movie, which was the year's best movie, you know. And y'all hating on Will Smith and Martin Lawrence when they came out and gave y'all Bad Boys again. And y'all just came out, oh, we don't like that. We don't like that. We don't like that. I just don't get y'all, you know. I just don't get it, you know. But Bad Boys, Star Wars, is the year's best movies, okay? Last year best movie, this year best movie. And that's all I got to say about the movies and all. Now, on this thing, that if we do get this country back up and running, and all this passion by, I want everybody to come on this show. Because I'm going to start taking calls. Okay? In the future, I'm going to start taking calls. Okay? Don't worry. Start taking calls. And I just want you to tell your story. What did you do? How you got through the COVID-19 year of 2020? What do you do? What did you did? How you made it? What, you know, what kept you busy and everything? Do you continue going to work? Catch up on some school stuff? And where you in college or elementary school, you catch up on some homework and stuff? You kept busy when you were out of school, read a book every day, one book every day? You did some homework, at least for 2 hours in that day? And everything, I'm also children. I hope so. You don't say, oh, yeah, we out of school forever. No, you're not out of school forever. Believe me, you will be going back. They guarantee. So just get ready to go back, because you will be going back. I'm sorry to disappoint y'all, you know, but you will be going back. And so, and that's why I got to put the children. I mean, I hope that you get outside, do some exercise. Don't stay in the house playing Grand Theft Auto or whatever video game that y'all play. Now, I'm hoping that you don't play Grand Theft Auto, because it's not for children under 18. Tell them parents that now. It's not for children under 18. But if you do buy the game, you'll find out. You'll find out about that game. But that's what I do. I get on my Xbox One. I'm playing Fallout 4 now. And I had to stop playing Grand Theft Auto because I was getting addicted to it and everything. So I just had to stop and play another game. You know, but I got an Xbox One. And that's how I keep busy. And when I get home, I just make sure everything's clean, everything's good, and all that. Tomorrow is work day, so I'm going to go to work and all, and everything. And next weekend is my off, Saturday off, and I will be off Saturday. And probably the following Saturday, I have to work the following Saturday. And then the Saturday going into June, maybe my boss, he will work that Saturday, and then I'll work. Then it'll be my Saturday to work in June, at the end of June. And then, who knows in July, if they find somebody in July or not. And hopefully this thing will be over. And I hope my former co-worker, Laverne, comes back. I mean, I'm just hoping that she do come back. But no guarantee. And Laverne, wherever you at, everybody miss you, huh? And we feeling the pain without you being there, and all. But we hope that you change your mind and come back. If you see this video, if you see this, we miss you. We miss you, Sister Laverne. And I hope that you change your mind. All right. Laverne is my co-worker. Work at Stella Mars and work for the Judgment Community. And she trained me when I got there and everything. She's one of my co-workers. One of the best co-workers I ever worked with since Walmart. I mean, Walmart, the guys, and then the two girls, Laverne and Nana. And once again, I got one of the best co-workers, best supervisor, and best manager. Who can ask for? And I'm working, getting up every day to work, and all. Last Friday, I just had some problems. I came to work late for the first time, and I was real mad about it, too. Couldn't get no mobility, couldn't get no cab, couldn't get no Uber. Like, everything is shut down. Like, you know, but my supervisor sent one of the co-workers, the driver, who drive the fathers around to take them to the appointments and all. So the driver who do that, he came and got me, and my supervisor took me home with one of the cars. So I got to work, and Saturday I just stayed there until 4:24, trying to make up some of the time that I lost. And hopefully I get that overtime and everything. But as far as that, everything been going well, and I've been doing real good. Henry, he checked up on me. My service coordinator and my manager, case manager, and Rich Croft, they all check up on me, whether it's email and all. So if y'all watching, I do have Zoom, and I'm going to get this up and running, and I will be talking to y'all on Zoom, and they'll probably have my meeting on Zoom too, I guess. I don't know. It's going to be real strange how they're going to do this. But if my team watching, to say hello, give a shout out to Henry and my team. Get a shout out to my nieces and nephews. Shout out to my aunts and uncles. To all the fans. Hopefully it'll be more. Getting a shout out to the team at YouTube for letting me do this live. And a shout out to the team at Speaker. Thank you for bringing this up and all. You know, we love you. You know, we really, really, really love you. Love you. Love you. And everything. Love doing my podcast and my Planet Earth talk. It really get me a lot of stuff off my mind and get me something to do. You know, and that's one of the reasons why I do it. Get away from the games and get away from the TV shows and stuff like that. And just let people know that I'm still here on Earth. The aliens ain't come and got me yet. Or I didn't catch that COVID-19. I didn't catch the government COVID-19. But just don't let the news drive y'all crazy, guys. Whatever news you get, local or national news or international news, don't let it drive you crazy. Get away from it. Take a break from it. I mean, I know it's news. You got to get the information and all that stuff. But you need, quote, you need a break. Because you keep watching that news every day. Believe me. That's what I was ready to do, start. It just drove me so crazy, I just had to stop. I just turned Disney on and start watching Toy Story and start watching Homer Bow and all that, and then start watching some movies and stuff. The news just drove me crazy and all, and just start playing my game and stuff. And I turn in the news every now and then to see what's going on, but it's the same thing every night, every day. Whether it's local news or national news. Now, if you watch national news, I know you're going to go crazy. Because that's all they talk about. Show after show after show. Now, local news, you'll probably get a break and see some old recording TV shows. Now, those who like The Price is Right, believe me, The Price is Right is not in production. Okay? You're seeing old episodes of The Price is Right. The Price is Right. And a lot of shows that's not in production, okay? And that's something changed. And I haven't been watching news yet. But other than that, Hollywood Studios is shut down. So, you get the point. You know what's out there. Donald Trump, COVID-19. Donald Trump government, COVID-19 is out there. I will be back live on Thursday if I can. And I will be 7 o'clock Sunday, probably again at 7 o'clock or soon I get up. You know, it won't be live on Speaker or YouTube on Thursdays. Sundays at 7 p.m. I'm going to go live. Okay. Planet Earth Talk and Speaker Radio. Speaker. Corey Whitlock Podcast Show. And I will be doing this live throughout whatever the term. It's season one of the Corey Whitlock Podcast Show along with Planet Earth Talk on YouTube. Guys, thank you for watching. And hope you be safe out there. Keep the masks on. Keep your 6 feet distance. And just be America, okay? We're America. We will not fall. We will rise. We will unite. And even though our leaders is confused, just pray for them, okay? just pray for everyone in that White House and everyone, all the scientists and all. So only one person can cure this. That's the man upstairs. He can give the knowledge to the scientists. He's the only one who can do it. Okay? So pray to him and he'll bless the scientists with the wisdom to wipe this clean. Alright? Those who believe in Jesus, y'all know what I'm talking about. Those who don't, that's looking at the screen like, what? Take the Bible, read it, and go get some. That's what I got to say for you non-believers, including the scientists, no believers. Pick the Bible up, read it, go get some. Alright, like I said, I'm not giving up on this show. Now, I'm going to be giving away prizes. You will be able to call in, talk, do your talking thing, and a lot of people will probably be start watching and then, and everything. But right now, it's just me talking. And I will be writing down stuff when I want to talk about, because I had to make up some stuff just to get on the show right now. And I still got a lot, like 9 minutes to go yet. And I would have been done this at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. But I was into my game and all. But I'm just trying to get the show promoted. So if you see something pop up on your Facebook messages, I'm just promoting my show, okay? That's from family and friends on Facebook. If you see this pop up on your message, you don't have to open it or nothing, you know. I'm just promoting, all right? Gotta promote it. And I'm sure Speaker is going to be doing a lot of promoting for me because I'm probably going to be paying more so they can promote it. And it's a little program that they get on disc jockeys to do some of your promoting and they edit it for you. And I'm sure you two would do their best to help put this thing out too. Alright. That's really all right now. So, I want to say something to Michael Messina Whitlock. I know you got YouTube. I know you watch YouTube. I know you got Facebook. I know you got Instagram. And I know you got Twitter. And all the other stuff that y'all people got. Y'all next generation got. And I know you see this show. Okay? I'm not going to stop loving you. And I'm not going to stop thinking about you and worrying about you. Because I'm your dad. And I don't care what people say. I said it before and I'm going to say it again. It's just like that. Okay? Nothing you can do about it. And I'm not going to go into details and stuff like that. And all that dumb stuff. But you're your own boss now. You're your own man. You know? Do what you do. And I'm going to do what I do. You know? But I guarantee, whatever you get in trouble, I'm going to show you that I'm going to be there for you. Alright? I'm going to be there for you. If I hear about it, probably won't hear about it. You know? So, you want to blame me for everything? You want to get mad for the rest of your life and hold a grudge. I hope one day you wake up and smell your mother poop. And I did. And soon I did, God started blessing me. I'm just hoping that you don't get involved with a woman that's going to lead you down the same path that Candy let me down. Okay? I hope that you'll wake up, you know, and just wait to get married and wait to have children. Especially now. Don't you dare bring no kid in this world right now with this COVID-19 going around. That would be very selfish of you. Very selfish of both of you. Very dangerous. But do not do that. I'm telling you. And that's that. Donald, you see this? I know that you called, but I've been working for both weekends. I want to give you a call, son. Okay? Ashley, if you watch YouTube and anything, see this, love you. I got your phone call way back, I guess in January. Got your number. I never got the chance to call you yet. And Jessica, wherever you at, whatever they got you at, I love you, sweetheart. Okay? Never got you out of my mind. Okay? What happened back then, way back in 2017 in court, should have never happened. You should have been here, right here with me. All right? And that's all I'm going to say about that. But it is what it is, and people are what they are. Let's switch to separate right now, because it's just, I mean, but love y'all guys. Myra, you ever see this? And you go to watch podcasts, listen to podcasts, or go on YouTube, you see me. Love you, sweetie. Hope you get, you decide that you want to come see me. Alright? Nobody mad at y'all, okay? None of the things that me and Candy did is y'all fault. Always remember that. All five of y'all. And Mom, Dad, Bryant, what's up, man? Lisa, love you, sis. Diane and Maylake, like I said, whenever you're ready, just give me a call. Do the podcast show if you need help. But you probably don't need that. I just told you what everything to do. And it'd be a good thing to do if you do a live show, too, like on Facebook or Instagram, just to help promote your show, you know. And that's what I'm doing right now. And if you ever want me to come on your podcast show, I will, you know. And like I said, nieces and nephews, cousins, aunts and uncles, both sides of the family, love y'all. And once again, brother and sis, I love you. Just wrapping up. And the show must go on. Be safe. Be American. And be always faithful. Again, live long and prosper. May the force of God be with you. And Donald, Ashley, Michael, Jessica, and Myra, and I love you. See you next time on the Cool You With Doc podcast show / live on YouTube, Planet Earth Talk. Good night, folks.